Good evening. We're so happy to be back at Redeeming Love. We love you all so much. Can we give a hug? Love you so much. And you know, I had a message prepared that I was going to share. And before I got into the foyer, and I talked to a sister and to Miss Rose, and my message changed. 2 weeks ago, the day before my birthday, Destiny received a little princess suitcase. And it was closed with a zip lock. And I didn't have a scissor, so I asked Guy, do you have a scissor? This is a little suitcase, a princess suitcase, and it had all those nice little things in it. And she really wanted to open it, but I didn't have a scissor. So Guy said, oh, I have this little nail scissor in my bag. Maybe we can try to open it with that little nail scissor. And I took that little nail scissor, and it had a very sharp point. It was about that big, but a very sharp point. And I held that Ziploc this way, and I cut it, and the top went in my finger really deep. And it was bleeding, so I acted for Destiny like nothing happened. And our hotel room had two rooms, so I just went to the other room. And I was in pain, and I went into the bathroom, and I put like a little face towel around it. And I was like, it was a very small cut, but it was a deep cut. And I was at the hotel. And it stopped bleeding after like 5-10 minutes. And then I was going to take Destiny to the pool at the hotel. And when I start to change her clothes, it started to bleed all over her clothes and all over everything. And I was like, Guy, you're going to have to go swim with Destiny. And I had promised her. So he said, okay, let's go to the pool. So I went to the pool, but I didn't swim because of this finger. So then I went to get some towels to be ready so when they come out of the water that I can wrap her in towels because in Ohio it was cold that day. So when I went to get towels, something had touched that wound again, and all over there was a huge line of blood at the pool. You know, I quickly cleaned it all up, like. And then I hurt myself around 3 p.m. And then at night, the pastors, we were going to go eat to a special restaurant because the next day on Sunday was going to be my birthday. So I had this little rag around my finger. I kept it there, but I saw that the blood was coming again. And I was like, I just put my bag, I hid my hand because I didn't want them to see that something was wrong. So the pastor's wife said, she said, oh, are you okay? Did something happen to your finger? I say, yeah, I cut my finger, but there's no problem. It's okay. So we ate dinner, all was good. And it was a nice, lovely dinner. The pastor's family, we had a nice evening out and my finger didn't bleed at all. And I think it was like 10:30 at night. And they give us to-go boxes for the extra food. And when we exited, the whole bag, it was all blood, everywhere blood. So the pastor's son, he asked, do we need to take you to the ER? And I'm like, for what? He said, look, the bag that you have with the to-go food, all the blood is spilled everywhere. And I'm like, to the ER, me? To the ER? This is like something that I cannot even think about. I said, oh, no, 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 no. It's going to be okay. It's going to be okay. So the pastor's wife, she told me, let me go with you to the pharmacy. And I said, okay, I will go with the pharmacy. And we went to the pharmacy, and she took care of it. But while We went to Walgreens. She bought all these little things. She was like a really, really good nurse. You know, like, I'm not used to be pampered. I'm like, I was raised by a mom. We do missions in Indiana Jones. We go to places where there's no electricity, no water, no toilet for a few weeks. We don't complain. We are tough. That's the way I was raised. We are no sissies. We are not going to cry for a little cut in my finger. And while all this was going on, this quote came to my mind. Someone once said, if you never heal from what hurt you, you will bleed on people who didn't cut you. Let me say it again. That's what came to my mind. If you never heal from what hurt you, you bleed on people who didn't cut you. When you're cut, what are you supposed to do to go? Where do you are supposed to go? You're supposed to go to the doctor. And at the doctor's, it's okay to bleed. But it's not okay to bleed at the pool at the hotel. It's not okay to bleed that bleed is streaming out of my to go back and at the entrance of the hotel. And it's not okay for me to bleed everywhere I go. But sometimes we have maybe small cuts but deep cuts, or big cuts that we haven't dealt with, and we bleed on people that never cut us. When we bleed, we should go to the doctor, and it's okay to bleed at the doctor. But after that, the bleeding should stop. And when we go to Jesus, it's okay to bleed. It's okay to bleed. We should take our wounds to Jesus, the doctor of all doctors, and bring our pain to him, bring our bleeding to him, bring our wounds to him. But we should not be bleeding on the people that never hurt us. Now, the pastor's wife, she was tender and gentle. I am quite, she would tell you, I shoved the food into Destiny's mouth. She will eat that broccoli. She was so gentle. She told me, let's go to the Walgreens. And she sat me there on a chair at the Walgreens. I couldn't believe. She put disinfectant, she put some other disinfectant, she put some, it's like a special glue on it. Anybody knows what it's called? So, no, it wasn't super glue, but it was like a medication that is like, and I was like, she put that thing on and the bleeding stopped right away. Liquid bandage, that's it. Yes, liquid bandage. I had never heard about it. She put it on. I sat there. I couldn't believe that I was sitting in the middle of the Walgreens and she was treating my finger so gently, full of care. She put this big, like, bandage around it. She said the whole night you can't move it. She took care of it. And while I was sitting there, I was feeling like, wow. She's taking care of my wound just like the Holy Spirit takes care of people's wounds. And I believe that today the Holy Spirit is here to take care of the wounds that you have been carrying, where you have been bleeding on people where you shouldn't have been bleeding on. People that never hurt you. Maybe you're aggressive with them. Maybe you're angry with them. Maybe you insult them. Maybe you beat them up. Maybe you nag all the time. Maybe you're difficult to handle just because you haven't dealt with that cut. And the bleeding cut, we're supposed to take it to the doctor, and we have the best doctors of doctors, the best surgeon general, the best of the best, and he gave his blood for you. So you wouldn't have to bleed on people that didn't hurt you. And the Bible says in Psalm 46, verse 10, be still and know that I'm God. And, you know, for ladies that love to go to Hobby Lobby, at Hobby Lobby, they have this nice frame, and they always mention this verse, but what they write there is, be still, let go, and let God. And today I want to focus on this let go. This let go means snap out of it. Have you ever seen those dancers? You know, Destiny, she's in this mood. The last few weeks, she's dancing all the time. I'm like, this must be the moves of her dad. Man, the girl can break it down. She's moving those hips. Even at the table when she's eating, have you seen those dancers? It's like, snap out of it. That's what he tells you. Snap out of it. Wake up. Stop fearing. Acknowledge who you are and acknowledge God and be in awe of God. He's the master surgeon. He's a doctor of doctors, and he's here to heal you and all your wounds, all your undealt wounds. You should take them to the healer, the best healer of healers. And Isaiah 43 verse 18 and 19 says, do not remember the things that have happened before. Do not think about the things of the past. See, I will do a new thing. It will begin happening now. Will you not know about it? I will even make a road in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. Where you have been cut, the Lord wants to make rivers in the desert. Where you have been cut, he wants to make a road in the wilderness. But let it go. He is doing a new thing in this church. He's doing a new thing in your life. He is doing a new thing. And the more you talk about it, the more you rehearse it, the more you think about it, the more you cross-analyze it, the more you debate about it, the more you respond to it, get paranoid about it, compete with it, complain about it, immortalize it, cry over it, kick it, defame it, stalk it, gossip about it, put it down or dissect it to its motive, it continues to rot in your brain. And everybody smells the stinking corpses in your mind. It's like when you go around, people smell stinking corpses, stinking stuff, stinking. You know that old blood? I had those towels at the hotel. That blood, it had like another color. For some of you are nurses, you know how to, but I'm not so good with blood. That blood had changed color like rotten stuff. If you don't deal with it, if you don't let it go, if you don't let God heal with it, it starts to stink, rotten, and other people have to deal with it all the time. If you don't bleed over them, they have to deal with those rotten corpses. Rotten corpses of memories, rotten corpses of decaying attitudes, and it's time for you to be the funeral director of your life and bury that thing. God has called you to be the funeral director. You decide, today I'm digging up a grave and I'm burying that thing. I'm never going to rehearse it, think about it, make stories about it. I'm not going to talk about it. I am putting it in the grave, and I'm the funeral director of my life, and I choose a life with God. I choose on purpose. I know that I'm loved. I know that who I am in Christ. I'm a victor, and I will live victoriously. The more you let go, the higher you will go. And you know, sometimes it's hard and painful because it's like your heart and your mind are singing two different songs. It's like you say, Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keep. And then, Waymaker, promise keep. You know in your mind, I have to let it go. But there is something in your emotions. It's like, you're holding on to it and you don't want to let it go. It's like you know it, but something in your heart sings another song than what you know. You know the word, that's the one song, but it's like your heart is singing another song. And we do not live by our emotions, but we live by the Spirit. That makes us different. We can get a bad news, but we choose to live by the Spirit, and the Spirit overrides our emotions. But when we let our emotions override our spirit, we will have stinking corpses everywhere we go. That blood will be spilling everywhere we go. Don't ruin a good day by thinking about a bad day yesterday. Sometimes one of the simplest ways to stay happy is letting go of the things that make you sad. Philippians 3, 13 and 14. But one thing I do, forgetting what lies behind me and straining forward to what lies ahead, I press on toward the goal of the prize of the upward call of God in Jesus Christ. To make an end is to create a whole new beginning. Let go, release the stress. And tonight, I just want to share a few things about what you can let go. Because letting go means mentally releasing attachment to something. Mentally releasing attachment to something. Instead of fighting for someone to be in our lives or for something to turn out a certain way, we let go of that need or desire and instead accept what is or what needs to happen, and trust our life in God's hands. Letting go is releasing all doubt, worry, and fear about a situation or a purpose. And the first thing that we need to let go is let go of your past hurts. Say, past hurts. Somebody broke your heart. Somebody lied about you. Somebody mistreated you. Somebody let you down. Somebody talked about you. Somebody betrayed you. Somebody disappointed you. Somebody took your kindness for weakness. Somebody tossed you in the back. Somebody thought that you thought was walking with you. You found out that they were jealous of you. But Ephesians 4, 31 and 32 says, let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and slander be put away from you. Put it in that grave. Be the funeral director in that funeral, along with all malice, be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another as God in Christ forgive you. And it is a courageous decision to let go of what hurt you. Some people say that time heals wounds, but I don't really believe that. It is letting go that heals wounds. After a while, it might not hurt that much anymore. But if you don't let it go, one day, 1 year, 5 years, 10 years, 50 years down the road, you will still be bleeding on the people that didn't hurt you. The second thing that we need to let go of is let go of past places. I talked to one pastor. He had a church of 10,000 people. He used to be a drug addict and he used to be a drug dealer. He got miraculously saved. And he was telling this story. He said, I was a pastor for 30 years. I didn't do drugs for 30 years. And one day I had this sad day. It's like I got cut. And he said, I drove my car. I was going to just take a stroll down the road. He said, I took my car and I drove to the neighborhood where I grew up. And he said, I parked my car on the curb where I used to sell drugs. And he said, I came out of the car. And after 30 years being a pastor, after being clean for so long, he went back to the place and he took drugs. And he got back out of it, thank God. But there are certain places in your life that you need to let go of. I might be able to go to that corner on your street, but you should not be going to the corner on your street. I might go there because I have no emotional attachment to it. I wasn't hurt there. I wasn't bleeding there. I don't have a stronghold there. But there are some places that you should not visit. There are some places that you need to let go of. Some people, they have lost a loved one, and all they do is every day, every week, all the time, go to the graveyard. this is not healthy for you. It's time to let it go. At a graveyard, there's so many spirits, fear, loneliness, depression. It's not a good place to visit every week. It's not a good place to. It's time to let it go. It's time to let it go. It's time to let that wound heal. Proverbs 4, verse 25 to 27. Let your eyes look directly forward, not backward, not somewhere there, not somewhere there, and your gaze be straight before you. Ponder the path of your feet. Then all your ways will be sure. Do not swerve to the right or to the left. Turn your foot away from evil. You know, there's people, they were in a relationship with somebody, and they know that that guy goes to shop at Walmart every Wednesday and every Friday after his work at 5 p.m. So you're lonely. You have nowhere to go. So you decide, oh, I think he's going to be at Walmart at 5 p.m. I'm just going to go to Walmart, dress up, put my makeup on, put my lipstick on, put my hair nicely, and I'm just going to go shop. I should have Destiny Dance or Daddy Dance. And there they meet the guy, they hook up together, he's married, they sleep together, it's all lost again. He used to beat you up, he used to break your arm. Let it go. Don't go to those places that you know that make you sad, that make you fall, that make you sin, that make you do crazy things. Number three, let go of your past sins. There are no people in this world. Everybody has made mistakes. Everybody has missed the mark. Everybody has blown a chance. Everybody has squandered a privilege and neglected an opportunity. Put behind you those sins that haunt you, that hinder you, that make you feel guilty, that put you down. Some people, they come to church, and when they put their foot in the church, there is something, it's like a DVD recorder that goes off of all the sins they have ever done in their life. Let it go. You have been forgiven. You're a new creation in Christ. The old things have passed away and all things have become new. The accuser, don't let him accuse you. You have been made new. You are forgiven. You are loved. You are new, brand new. He has forgotten about it. You also forget about it. Forget about it. Forget about it. When you ask forgiveness, you're cleansed by the blood of Jesus. Let it go. Come to church full of joy, full of victory, knowing who you are in Christ. I'm a winner. I'm victorious. I am so loved. He doesn't even remember one of my sins. Let go of those past sins and don't let the accuser accuse you. Because when you are accused by the accuser, you don't have courage, you don't have confidence, you can't pray, you can't read the word, because every time that those DVDs in your mind go off, those images come back, that guilt comes back. It's time to say, no more. I am forgiven. I am a new creation. No matter what you've done, you're never too low to be lifted. You're never too dirty to be cleansed. You're never too broken to be fixed. You're never too lost to be found. You're never too empty to be filled. And you're never too hurt to be healed. You're never too crippled to be cured. You're never too sinful to be saved. You're never too fractured to be mended. We serve a God who can give you a brand new start. Second Corinthians 5:21, for he has made him who knew no sin to be sin for us, that we might be the righteousness of God in him. And if we confess our sins, 1 John 1:9, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Oh, you got to be excited about the future. Oh, because you don't carry those sins anymore. You don't carry that baggage, that luggage anymore. You have been forgiven. You have been freed. The next thing we need to let go of is past relationships. Letting go means that we come to the realization that some people are part of your history, but not part of your destiny. You will evolve past certain people. Let yourself. Certain people will stay on this level, and you will go to the next level, and they will not like it when you pass them, when you go to the next level. You have this code about it. People of your history.
Some people are connected to your history. God will bring people in your, there'll be some people in your life that are, who are connected to your history, but God will bring people who are connected to your destiny. People connected to your history sometimes resist change and progress in your life because your success will shine a spotlight on their defeat and your blessing will shine a spotlight on their curse.
So they want to keep you on the same level as them because when you have success or more successful than them, your success shines a spotlight on their failure, and they don't like that. That's why you cannot always. Some relationships are for a season. Some relationships are like leaves. Every season they change. Some relationships are like branches. They might stay for 10 years, and then they need to be trimmed. Or some relationships are like roots. You grow with them and they stay forever. But you got to know which people are leaf people, branch people, or root people. You got to know the people that belong to your past and be able to say bye-bye. Bye-bye. Some people, they are married, but still attached to their ex-boyfriend or ex-girlfriend or their ex-husband or their ex-wife. They have this unhealthy soul tie. And it's like some people have an unhealthy soul tie with the pastor or with the leader or with somebody that they worked with close or an intercessor. And it is like everything they do in their mind, they need to think, what would that person have done? What would that person say? What would that person? And they live in a bondage. The Bible says in the New Testament, who has bewitched you? It's like some people have been bewitched by others. You should not be bewitched by nobody. We should live by the Spirit, the Holy Ghost that lives on the inside. And it's the Holy Ghost that we should follow, not people, not people that have control over us, but the Holy Ghost. And if you have a soul tie with that person, it is time tonight that you will say bye-bye. I will no longer show up to that place where I know that you will show up there. I will no longer pick that phone up when you call me. I will no longer be checking you out once in a while when I'm sad and I have a depressed day on Facebook or on Twitter. I will block you. I'll block that number. I will really let it go. Because when we are all cool, come on, life is good. Oh, I'm blessed to be stressed. That's not the time that we are going to go back to the old. It is when the new is not certain. When we have a bad day for the girls, when we are in those 2 weeks or 1 week, when we are a little bit sluggish and a little bit. We feel lonely. We feel like the world is against us. We have nobody. We quickly want to go to what we know, to the old. But let go of those people that you need to go let go of. And some of you, you had let go of them, but you invited them back. You know, when you're in love with somebody and you break up, it's sometimes very hard. It's like, are you knowing? It's like the two songs. You know in your mind, but emotions, you just want to call them. You just want to think about them. You just want to do it one more time. And you get hooked to it again. It is time for you to let go. Because God has a godly husband, a godly wife for you. God wants to bring you in a relationship that will not drain you, but that will fuel you. That will fuel you to fulfill God's purpose in your life. That will fuel you to advance, to go forward, to be blessed, to expand, to grow, to mature. Amen. The next thing we need to let go of is our past failures. You don't have to let that one thing be the thing that defines you. I talked to somebody and that person went bankrupt. And it's like the only place where they were in their life was that bankruptcy. They had a beautiful family. They had a successful marriage. They had a beautiful life with Christ. But it's like this bankruptcy branded them so badly that this became their identity. Let go of your past failures. That is not who you are. You are who you are in Christ. Amen? The last thing that I want to talk about is let go of your past successes. God can clear your history so that it does not clutter the desktop of your soul. 1 Samuel 15:17. So Samuel said, when you were little in your own eyes, were you not head of the tribes of Israel, and did not the Lord anoint you king over Israel? If the enemy cannot derail you with the horror of your history, then he will try to derail you with the accolades of your achievement. Some of us are worried about the mistakes of yesterday, but sometimes you can become paralyzed by your own progress and your promotion. Success can make you feel satisfied with the level of your knowledge and unconcerned with the vastness of your ignorance. So that means that some people, they live in the old days, the old glory. The old glory, 10 years ago, 50 years ago, 40 years ago, the old glory. Oh, it was so awesome in the old glory. Oh, it was so awesome. I miss it. You can't be missing it so much that you are not enjoying your present and that you're not pressing forward in the future with faith and with courage and that you cannot do great exploits with God. So it's time to let the old glory go. You took from it what you've learned, but now you're standing on the springboard and you will jump with God into the new thing that God has. We're not here to rehearse the old glory. There is something that God has amazing for you for today and for tomorrow, the next 5 years, the next 10 years. Have faith in God for what he wants to do. Have vision. Don't be paralyzed. Let it go. Say, hey, it was nice in the past, but I am setting my sails to catch the wind of God, and I want to go forward. I want to move forward. Oh, we are going to do great exploits in God. Because if you don't let go, new people will come to this church. And if it's all about the old glory, they will say, man, something must have happened here in the past. But I am only, let me say, I'm 43. You know, I am a younger generation. The old glory doesn't help me. Now, what is God doing now? What is God doing now? What is God doing now in your life? What is he doing now in this church? What is he doing? We got to have vision, passion. We got to burn with it. We got to burn with it. There's one more. We got to let go of our mourning. Grieving and mourning is a necessary step in the process of getting on with our life. God gave us emotions, and it is okay if you lose someone to cry. It is okay when you lose someone to be sad, because God gave you emotions. But it is not okay to mourn past the expiration. Let me give you a verse. First Samuel 16, verse 1. And the Lord said to Samuel, so God was speaking to the prophet Samuel, how long will thou mourn for Saul? So that meant that Samuel was mourning for Saul, but it went on a little too long. And he said, how long will you mourn? It is okay to mourn. It is okay to cry. It's okay to be sad. But it is not okay to mourn past the expiration date, where you're mourning so long, 1 year, 5 years, 10 years, 15 years, 30 years, where you cannot fulfill your daily duties, where you cannot meet the challenges of the hour. It's time to let it go. It's time to turn the page. It's a new chapter in your life, a new chapter. And if you're here and you say, I need to let go, I want to pray for you. Come on up. Come on up. I was not prepared to share about this, but I talked to our sister. She was crying there, and she said she was touched in the meeting that she had to let go. And I knew, boom, that was what I was supposed to share. So if you need to let go, come on up. If you need to let go of your past hurts, if you need to let go of your mourning, if you need to let go of people, if you need to let go of places, if you need to let go of people, if you need to let go of your past successes, if you need to let go, come on up. The Holy Spirit is here. The genius is here. If you have been bleeding on people you should not have been bleeding on, come on up. The Dr. Jesus, the healer, is here. It is okay to bleed here. It is okay to bleed here. Let them turn around. No, let me them face me. Yes, let them face. Yes, yes, I'm gonna pray. I'm gonna pray. I'm gonna pray. I'm gonna pray. The healer is here. The healer is here. I want you to think about what it is, who it is, what hurt it is. Is it the mourning? Is it the successes? Is it the places? Is it the people? And I want you to talk to God. And I want you to tell Him, I'm letting it go. I know for some of you it's hard, but that's why we have the Helper, the Holy Ghost. And He is going to do a mighty work. He's going to cut that soul tie. He's going to cut that desire. He's going to break off that complaining, that stinking stuff. There are more people. You have been bleeding. You've been angry. You've been frustrated. You've been mad. You've been bleeding all over, everywhere you go, at your job, over your kids, your grandkids. There are people here. Your grandkids became the victim of your bleeding. The stinking, rotting blood, they have to smell it all the time. It's time to let it go. Because when you let go, it's not just for you, it's for your spouse, it's for your kids, it's for your grandkids, it's for your co-workers, it's for your church family here. When you're whole and healed, oh, you will be a delight to be around. You'll be a joy to be around.